and climate-focused farmers have welcomed news that the CSIRO will reinstate 15 climate science positions, but they also say more needs to be done. The National Science Organisation faced international criticism earlier this year when it announced it would sack more than 275 staff, including many of its climate researchers. Today, the new science minister, Greg Hunt, announced that 15 new climate jobs would be recreated. Anna Vito has more.
It's Greg Hunt's first major statement as science minister, and he says it marks a clear new direction on climate change.
It's a decision that the Prime Minister and myself have taken. It's a new government, and we're laying out a direction that climate science matters, and that's both the science relating to the long-term trends, the long-term influences, the impacts are, as well as mitigation.
In February, CSIRO announced deep cuts to climate research across its oceans and atmosphere, land and water, and agriculture divisions. More than 270 jobs were cut across the organisation. Today, the science minister wouldn't concede that decision had hurt the CSIRO's own reputation and Australia's. Greg Hunt says the focus now is making that reputation stronger.
We take the organisation from where it is now. We'll be adding 15 new jobs, or about a $37 million injection in climate science over the next decade.
The news has been welcomed by farmers like Charlie Prell, also a wind farm advocate from southern New South Wales.
It's nice to see that the government have changed direction, and I applaud them for that, but I just don't understand why they need to sack people before they re-employ them. This is a plan that's coming into being devised over the next 3 months, so it's going to take a little while, but it's a nice change of direction from a new government.
In South Australia, Chief Executive of Temple Brewer Wines, David Brewer, is also grateful to see a change.
Thank goodness the government's listening is all I can say, because we've been banging on about it for a fair while, and thank goodness they're listening. I think it would be good to reinstate all the positions. I cannot see how we can get out of the mess that we're in without expert help. And the CSIRO scientists have been amongst the most prolific in terms of helping us. They understand our difficulties probably better than anyone else.
David Brewer says farmers need all the help they can get from scientists because a newly severe climate is already here.
The predictions that were made for the effects of climate change in the wine industry were that we were going to get much earlier vintages and a very compressed vintage by 2030. Wrong! We got it in 2016. The worst fears of experts have turned out to be true and applicable much earlier than we thought they would be.
Long-term climate champion and southern New South Wales mixed farmer Peter Holding also welcomed today's news, but he's sceptical too.
To be very honest, my first reaction was pretty cynical. I thought, having had discussions with Greg Hunt before and been arguing about this cuts to CSIRO for well over 18 months now, I thought this is just a case of the pressure getting to them and they're trying to make themselves look good. But on the other hand, it is 15 jobs, still less than half of the ones that they've lost. I guess you've got to take what you can get when you can get it, but I'm a bit concerned that it's nowhere near enough.
Peter Holding says farmers across the board are already making adjustments to deal with climate change, whether they call it that or not.
You go back a few years, and direct drilling was coming in and stubble retention and all sorts of things were being done in the cropping side of things. But also they're sowing earlier to avoid frosts and get away from the hot, dry finishes, which are exactly what climate change is. So they're doing techniques now and changing varieties that, whether they call it climate change or not, that's what's driving it.
Peter Holding says the CSIRO has always played a leadership role in doing the science farmers need to adjust to a new climate reality, and that's even more critical now.
We've suffered probably about a half a tonne loss in yield over the last 20 years from nothing but climate change, even with improved technology and better varieties and all the rest of the stuff that is being done. You're seeing heat effects in livestock. That's putting pressure on people's returns. I don't think it's any secret that debt levels are pretty high in the farming community, and so that then makes some farmers, I believe, reticent to talk about climate change when they're talking to their banks, because they've got to prove to their banks that they're viable. and they may not be under a new scenario of reduced yields and productivity.
Climate change advocate and mixed farmer Peter Holding from Harden in southern New South Wales, ending Anna Vito's report. It's